Okay, here we go. My name is Alondra. I am, I guess, professionally and trained as a designer, but I am a multi-fragmented artist. I am an apparel designer, a furniture builder, jewelry artist. I do a lot of things because I can't sit still. But I think I wanted to start this because I'm really tired of playing small. And I don't mean not being humble. I think what I mean is I'm tired of letting other people's perceptions or their words, their influence, pervade the way that I create. And it's been putting quite the damper on my workflow. So I am a recent PhD graduate. I mean, very recent, within a few months ago, I suppose. And I've said this a million times, that getting a PhD was probably one of the more difficult things that I've done in my life. And even before that, getting into the master's program was extremely difficult. I wanted to cry every day. And I'm not even really a crier, but it was, grad school as a whole has been one of the gloomiest, unsupportive, just corridors of just unprotection that I have ever experienced. And I am grateful for the experience. I had to grow up a lot, and it was unlike undergrad whatsoever, but my creativity took a huge hit. I did grow educationally, academically, did some really amazing things, but my creativity took quite the hit with what I'm accustomed to doing. And I think I've been trying to re-explore my creative outlet lately, and having so many years of lack of fruition, I suppose, with creating the way that I wanted to, or not being so wound up with writing papers and reading articles and reading books and journals and applying for this thing or that thing and doing the cold conference bit, which I'm not mad at those things at all. They're wonderful places to be. But they do put a damper on growth in the way that I wanted to see growth in my life. I felt like I was a bit gypped when I initially got into the program. And these are people that I've known through my undergrad that I had decent sort of relationships with. And all of them were not decent. Some of them were laden with friction. But the amount of like heart coldness that you receive in master's programs, some of us, I won't speak for everyone, it tore me apart, and it made me not want to create. And it's so funny because I had one of my advisors, one of my first advisors, tell me, I specifically like explicitly remember her saying to me when we were alone, don't let them kill this for you. And I was like, huh? Like, I didn't get it. And she's an artist as well, and she's also a designer, a different sort of designer from me. But I remember her saying when she finished grad school that she just felt robbed and emptied of her art, and it took so long for her to regain it. And I didn't get it, and I thought, oh, that will never happen. And oh boy, was I wrong. And I see it in the seeds of doubt and discord that can be placed in you once you level up. What do they say? New levels, new devils. It was insurmountable, in my opinion. And you know, I had to go through it, I think, to get where I am presently. But now I feel kind of washed up and hung out to dry, in a sense that I have to fight for my creativity back. And that's okay. Because now I have this opportunity where I can actually get back to the roots of what I do. But now it's, I'm looking for my purpose. I had a purpose in writing. And I did have a purpose in creating. However, it's so difficult because I feel like I was emptied out. And I'm kind of feeling myself around in the dark. It's slowly but surely coming back. And I'm so appreciative. But I think one of the things that that has been helping regain it is me journaling. I've been an avid journal writer for probably most of my life. I've always written things down, what has happened to me, things that I would like to do, thoughts that I'm having, good points of the day, of the week, bad points of the day, or of the week, or what have you. And I've been trying to get back into doodling and journaling my thoughts. And so I'm looking through one of my journals and one of my entries that I've wrote, a few months ago. And I was doing Bible study, and one of the scriptures that came up, I was reading in 2 Samuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. And the way that I wrote the scripture was, whatever is on your heart, go and do it. God is with you. And I believe, if I remember correctly, I think that came from the prophet Nathan, I want to say. He was talking to King David, I suppose. I can't remember exactly, but I do remember it was a prophet Nathan who said this, and that stuck out to me. That stuck out to me because there are so many journal entries and sketches that I've done that I've kind of put up on a shelf because there's a small voice telling me, oh, nobody's going to like it. It's not going to be good enough. Who is going to appreciate your art? And I've been wanting to stifle that voice because it's not right. It's not telling me the truth. I've been running my shop, probably 12 years, but I switched gears about 2017 after I finished my internship in New York, and I came back to go to grad school, and I needed money. And so I've always enjoyed sewing and embroidery and all of these things, and I started making clothes. I started making something for myself, and then it kind of caught on and other people wanted it. And that same advisor that I was just speaking of was one of my first customer. And then I started making patches, and that was a new thrilling thing for me to do. I had always embroidered, or I won't say always, but I've embroidered for quite some time. And I actually, when I used to work at a craft store, had a coworker of mine who was the most loyal of customers that I have ever had. Every week she was coming to me with something because she had a side business as well, where she did gifts and wreaths and gift bags and stuff like that. So she would constantly commission me to do different things. And it just took off from there. I wanted to sell things on my own. I wasn't really that enthused with the idea of creating clothing to sell over the internet, so to speak. Because when I do make clothing for people, I want it to be an intimate experience. I like to actually come over to your home and personally take your measurements and cater specifically to you. And so it's a co-creation and not just me making something for a person, but I wanted to be able to involve the consumer in the process as much as I possibly could. And so making patches was a quicker outlet for me. I can make something, draw it out, and created, and it gave me kind of that instant gratification. And so that was how I pretty much got into making patches. But then I wanted to do more. Like, I still want to do more. I love the thought of embroidering and all sorts of needlework. I've recently taken up crocheting and knitting. I don't knit as much as I crochet. I'm not that well versed in knitting, to be honest with you. I can knit and I can purl, but I can't do the whole ribbing thing that people do. And goodness, don't even talk about cable knitting. That's just not what I can do. But crocheting, I have really gotten deeply into it. And so there are several projects that I have going right now. And I just finished a blanket for a customer for Christmas. And I did a beanie for myself. And there are some shirts that I'm working, or sweaters rather. And there's a skirt and just a bunch of things that I have in the works. And it's a fantastic kind of also instant gratification process that I'm really enjoying. Making my own fabric is something that I've always, ever since I was a child, enjoyed. But I'm getting back to my roots, like I was saying. And this scripture, whatever is on your heart, go and do it. God is with you, spoke life into me, because it told me that it's okay to be your authentically creative self. It told me that it's okay to hear my voice on a microphone, which I don't like to do. And there have been times that I've been on the news, I've been in front of cameras, that I've had to speak, and I say something quickly and I get off. I'm not comfortable at all with talking in front of people. And also partially blame that on not taking a public speaking class, but it's never been required in the things that I've had to do, which is crazy because I've taken a lot of classes, but public speaking was never one of those. And like, I've spoken at conferences and I have not been that comfortable with it. I recently presented a couple of months ago, actually not even a couple of months ago, and I, for some reason, was at more peace than I've ever been. I was more at peace at presenting in person than I've been presenting online, which is funny, which is very funny to me, because that's not me who I am. But I've had this faith to be myself creatively and authentically and produce all of this work. But I'm producing it for myself and I want to share it. And that's been hard for me to do. It's hard for me to get out of my head and to present what I make to the world. And it makes no sense to me, particularly because I have gone out of my way to acquire tools, lots of tools to create. And I've just been sitting on what I can do, because it's like, well, what if they don't like me? What if they don't like it? So what? I've seen people, you know, slap the craziest things on t-shirts and like sell it. And this is not a comparison thing, but people have the confidence to resell things that they didn't make or that someone else made, or to even people who are stealing other people's ideas and drop shipping them. People have the confidence to do that. And I am making things with my own two hands. That just seemed very odd to me. Earlier last year, I want to say, I had this idea to build a printing press. I used to work at a screen print shop. And it was an interesting time. It was a very interesting time to work there. I didn't like the conditions at all, and it was just an odd place to be. But there was a lot that I learned, and I had a background in cabinetry, so I had no problem building anything. But I remember going and buying this thick plank of MDF, and it sat in my apartment for months, I want to say. And I was like, yeah, I need to get around to doing that thing. And I think at the time I was teaching consistently, and I was taking classes, and I had to write papers, and I was doing all this stuff. So I really wasn't, I didn't have the time to sit down and actually get to it. And then one day in April, I remember saying to myself, you have a free weekend. We may have been coming back from spring break, I'm not sure. And I took about 2 days, and I sketched out my design, and I got to work. I took the MDF and the other things, materials that I had, and I screwed and cut and bolted and laminated and anything that you can imagine that goes with building something. I took a couple of days for everything to dry and cure properly, and I created a screen press. And it was such an exhilarating thing to do that. And funny enough, shortly after I created it, a buddy of mine was reaching out to me, and he was just like talking to me about a conversation he had had with his wife. And he said, yeah, I was gonna ask Elijah to press some shirts for us. And I said, you don't know this, but I just built a screen press. And he was just like, wow. But even shortly after that conversation, I got contacted by the actress Danielle Brooks to print some totes for an event that she was having. And I was so overwhelmed with joy, because little did I know that that would have been waiting on me. And had I not built the printing press, who knows if that would have happened. And so there was a tote bag design that I offer, and she asked me to print dozens, like several dozens for her. And I knew that I had the capability of doing so, especially because I had just built this thing. And so it's not like I don't have an ability to make things happen. I have, with the work that I've done, been in museums. I've had my designs in museums. I have gotten awarded scholarships and prize money because of what I can do. So it's so funny to me that I would simply withhold my talent from me. It's incredulous, actually. But anyway, I wanted this to serve as an encouragement to all of you all who are struggling with confidence, I suppose, confidence in yourselves, with what you are capable of doing, that you don't have to let the doubt that you have for yourself stop you. And even if it's just a little bit each day, each week, whatever duration of time works for you, do something for yourself that will help boost your creativity. And even if you don't think what you're doing is the best, put it out there anyway. Put it out anyway. You do not know how many people will take what you do at the stage that you are at and look at it as it being the most glorious thing. We have a tendency to be super critical for what we do. And some of us may have friends that do similar things that may also be critical. One of my best friends, he tends to be, and I don't think he realizes it, but he can be a little critical about the work that I put out. But he does kind of sandwich his critiques with compliments. So I'll allow it. But we do piggyback off of one another, and I can give him my work or show him my work, and likewise he shows me his work, and we do feed off of one another's work. And I give him suggestions for what I think he should do with his beautiful portraits. He's an amazing artist, and I try to push myself out there a little more. Like, I'm not crazy about social media for some reason. There's just been a lot of weird stuff that has happened with me in social media over the years, but I do have a fervor for connecting with people online. So even if it's not to display my work, I do like to bridge community with that. And I suppose that's why I wanted to start this podcast, because I want to build a community. And I want to talk about some of the things that I have learned and share my authentic struggles with what I'm dealing with my creativity. But if you've made it this far, I greatly appreciate you. Until next time, bye.